Preach the Word, 1904. Satan came to Adam and Eve with the temptation, "Ye shall be as gods," Genesis 3, verse 5. This same temptation comes to all the members of the human family. Naturally, man is not willing to be what God desires him to be. He is not willing to act his part in meekness and lowliness, as did the great exemplar. Christ laid aside his royal robe and kingly crown, and clothed his divinity with humanity, that he might stand at the head of the human race. In man's behalf, Christ volunteered to pass over the ground where Adam fell, and by living a life of perfect obedience, place the race on vantage ground. Power was vested in him for the redemption of mankind. Yet he did not exalt himself, he humbled himself, becoming obedient to death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Philippians 2, verse 9-11. Only through faith in Christ's name can the sinner be saved. He is the head of the new creation. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the prophet, priest, and king of all regenerate humanity. He is Emmanuel, God with us. The eternal Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and of his fullness have all we received. He is the author and finisher of our faith. As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. John 1, verse 12. Faith in Christ is not the work of nature, but the work of God on human minds, wrought in the very soul by the Holy Spirit, who reveals Christ as Christ revealed the Father. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. With its justifying, sanctifying power, it is above what men call science. It is the science of eternal realities. Human science is often deceptive and misleading, but this heavenly science never misleads. It is so simple that a child can understand it, and yet the most learned men cannot explain it. It is inexplainable and immeasurable beyond all human expression. All who search the Scriptures with humility of heart will be taught of God. Hear ye this, O house of Jacob, which are called by the name of Israel, and are come forth of the waters of Judah, which swear by the name of the Lord, and make mention of the God of Israel, but not in truth nor in righteousness. For they call themselves of the holy city, and stay themselves upon the God of Israel. The Lord of hosts is his name. I have declared the former things from the beginning, and they went forth out of my mouth, and I showed them. I did them suddenly, and they came to pass. Isaiah 48, verse 1-3. Read the whole of this chapter, the 48th of Isaiah. It has been pointed out to me as a representation of the true condition of those who, though they have had the truth line upon line, precept upon precept, have refused to hear and receive the testimonies of warning that God has given. They have hindered the work and cause of God with representation, falsehood, and heresy. And when the Spirit of God has spoken, they have said, "It is naught. It is naught." Proverbs 20, verse 14. Because I knew that thou art obstinate, and thy neck is an iron sinew, and thy brow brass, I have even from the beginning declared it to thee, lest thou shouldest say, "Mine idol hath done them, and my graven image, and my molten image hath commanded them. Thou hast heard, see all this, and will ye not declare it? I have showed thee new things from this time, even hidden things, and thou didst not know them. Yea, thou heardest not, yea, thou knewest not, yea, from that time that thine ear was not opened, for I knew that thou wouldst deal very treacherously. Isaiah 48, verse 4 to 6, 8. For my name's sake will I defer mine anger, for my praise will I refrain for thee, that I cut thee not off. For mine own sake, even for mine own will I do it. For how should my name be polluted? And I will not give my glory to another. Hearken unto me, O Jacob and Israel, my called. I am he. I am the first. I also am the last. Verses 9, 11, 12. The Lord continues to carry forward his work of redemption in the hearts of his people, not because of the goodness and devotion and purity that he sees in those in high places, not because they have feared the Lord, but for the glory of his name, lest the enemies of the truth should triumph.
The Lord has borne long with the waywardness of his people, with their persistency in carrying out their own way, a way of self-exaltation suggested by the tempter. If they repent and turn decidedly from their evil ways, they will become monuments of his almighty power and his abounding grace. They will become witnesses for the truth, establishing that which they once tore down. If they will repent and make straight paths for their feet, that the lame be no longer turned out of the way, God will have mercy upon them. The Lord desires those who have the light of truth to be wholly worked by the Holy Spirit. The truth is to be taught as Christ taught it. If he had desired us to cherish new views of God and heavenly things, he would have plainly given them to us by revelation. Let not God's servants allow their eyes to be blinded by the sophistries of the enemy. Let them not allow themselves to be led to accept theories that are contrary to the word of God. The word of the Lord is yea and amen. Teach the truth in the way that it is taught in the Bible. Teach it with clearness and in the fervency of the Spirit, because you have first talked with God and have had the burden of the message laid upon your soul by the ministration of the Spirit. Then the truth will be proclaimed in its purity. There will be no tares mingled with the seed sown. The truth will commend itself to men and women of good judgment. Thousands who have never heard the truth are starving for the bread of life. They want light from heaven. Were the truth presented to them in love, the Holy Spirit would move upon their hearts, leading them to accept it. But while these are waiting for the truth, there are backsliders in our churches, men and women who are acting as sinners. These, if not soundly converted, will soon be punished as sinners. Let no one present beautiful, scientific sophistries to lull the people of God to sleep. Clothe not the solemn, sacred truth for this time in any fantastic dress of man's wisdom. Let those who have been doing this stop and cry unto God to save their souls from deceiving fables. It is the living energy of the Holy Spirit that will move hearts, not pleasing, deceptive theories. Fanciful representations are not the bread of life. They cannot save the soul from sin. Christ was sent from heaven to redeem humanity. He taught the doctrines that God gave him to teach. The truths that he proclaimed, as found in the Old Testament and the New, we today are to proclaim as the word of the living God. Let those who want the bread of life go to the scriptures, not to the teaching of finite, erring man. Give the people the bread of life that Christ came from heaven to bring to us. Do not mix with your teaching human suppositions and conjectures. Would that all knew how much they need to eat the flesh and drink the blood of the Son of God, to make his words a part of their very lives. Except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man, Christ declared, and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. As the living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. It is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are Spirit and they are life. John 6, verse 53, 54, 57, 63. We need spiritual strength. If we eat the Word of God, if we practice the teachings of Christ, we shall have life in ourselves. We shall be strong in the strength of God.